Good morning. It's Melissa Lambs of the Fresh 20, and I want to welcome everybody to this morning's Spring Body Reset call. This call today is really going to be about just kind of getting everybody prepared, answering some of the questions that you may be having about the reset, giving some tips and tricks to get you through the website and through the reset. And we're excited to have everybody. This is our second round of the reset, so we're going to be bringing some of the things into this conversation that worked from the first time that we were having the reset. And I see that our chef, Leslie, is on the line, so maybe she might want to stop by and say hello as well. So the way that, just a couple of housekeeping things, if you're on the line, and you have a question for us, the easiest thing to do is to press *2, and that raises your hand so that we can unmute you and get to your question. So anybody that presses *2, you'll get into a question line, and we'll be able to help you out with that. So the first thing I want to say is thank you so much for joining this reset. You know, when we started the first reset, one of the things we were talking about was how we kind of get into these bad habits, and one bad habit just kind of starts to slip, and then we start to have a lot of bad habits, and then we start to feel not great in our own bodies, and that leads to less energy, and we can feel kind of the bloat or the inflammation that keeps us from really feeling strong and energized and, you know, the most productive that we can be. And so when I started to think about, you know, where I was at, and the reset made sense for me, because I had kind of gotten to this point where I was just always feeling a little bit just heavy. And I don't mean that in the sense of weight. I just mean that in the sense of, like, not feeling that lightness that I knew that my body could feel on a day-to-day basis. So the core principles of the reset are not to be any type of detox or cleanse. It's to eat really amazing, great food, but to eliminate some of the things that may be slowing you down or causing inflammation or excess weight and things like that. So on the reset, first and foremost, the rules are there's no dairy on the reset. There's eggs, but there's no dairy from any type of animal protein or milk or anything like that. And then there's no gluten, so it's gluten-free. There's no alcohol, which is hard for me at first. We can talk about that. I like to cook, and when I cook, I like to have a glass of wine. So I did 3.5 weeks without having any alcohol and replacing it with water or sparkling water with lime. And that experience was difficult at first, and now it's kind of hard to even go back to the alcohol or to the wine that I was having. So no dairy, no gluten. No sugar. So that's kind of the big one, is the no sugar. And we, on the reset, you won't find any maple syrup, and you won't find any honey. We just eliminated it altogether. There is fruit, so you're still going to get some of that. I think depriving your body of fructose overall is not necessarily the best idea, but I am actually going to introduce you guys to our lead nutritionist, Allison. Allison is on the East Coast. She's an East Coast girl. I'm a West Coast girl. So together we have a nice nutritional balance. So let me unmute her. And Allison, you're on. So first and foremost, let me introduce you, but also let me ask you about why we eliminate sugar.
Okay. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yeah.
Am I good, Melissa? Okay, perfect.
You're good.
So the idea of eliminating sugar is just to allow your body the chance to experience eating foods that don't have added sugar. So often we don't even realize we're adding sugar, even if we're doing a great job of making our own salad dressings and our own smoothies and, you know, all the great things we do for ourselves. Sometimes we just add sugar here and there, a little bit of honey to a marinade, a little bit of sugar to our tea, and we don't realize over time that it adds up. And at the end of the day, when I take a toll with people, when I'm working with them and I'm kind of, you know, looking at where all their sources of calories are coming from, it's amazing how many little sources of added sugar, even if they're doing great, even if you're avoiding soda and avoiding dessert, there's still so many sources of added sugar. So the idea is just to give your body a break from it for a little while. Because sometimes when we do that, at first we experience these really intense cravings for it because we miss it either emotionally or physically. Our body just misses it. And we realize then that we can fill that void in a variety of different ways. So a lot of non-food ways are great ways to fill that void if there is an emotional void. And then physically, there are some really great ways to fill that void. If it's a true hunger, you know, I've even just through the reset, the classic reset, I've noticed that people have invented different ways to experience fruit where it's just plain fruit or a little bit of dried fruit or adding fruit to water for our infusions. So there are so many ways to get that experience without necessarily using added sugar. So it's a great way to educate ourselves on doing that. You'll find a lot of juices and rinds, like orange juice and orange rind and products that are meant to be sweet or vanilla extract that gives your body the sensation of sweetness without actually using the added sugars.
And does vanilla extract, so do you, I notice sometimes, and this is another thing that I would encourage everybody to do, to read the label, because there is definitely a difference between different vanilla extracts. Some of them do have a little bit of sugar or a little bit of alcohol in them, so absolutely make sure that you're getting a really pure vanilla extract if you were going to use it in a smoothie, because there's such a wide variety of ingredients out there. And I had realized when I did the reset the first time that the vanilla extract, I was like, wow, this is really delicious. And I realized, well, it had sugar and alcohol in it. So definitely check your labels. And
that's a great point. And, yeah.
Yeah, for a deeper that, you know, make sure it's as clean as possible. I know a bunch of people just came on, and I wanted to let everybody know that if you have a question about the reset or you want some support or advice in a particular area, we're on with our nutritionist, Allison, and you can press *2 to raise your hand. So, Allison, learnings from the first reset, from the first round that we did, what would you say were your top two or three learnings from the feedback that we've received and the menus that everyone ate?
So I think the first is we set the calorie level not as an entire day, but as three meals, knowing that many people will have a fourth meal or a small snack or even a fifth small snack somewhere in there. So the idea is that the bare minimum that I'd recommend for almost anybody, and of course this isn't one-on-one nutrition counseling, so it's, I can't give calorie ranges or anything like that, but the bare minimum that I was comfortable with was a 1,200 calorie meal plan. But we have men doing it who are 6'4 and exercising for an hour a day, and certainly 1,200 calories isn't even going to come close to sustaining that individual. So part of this is also understanding, either maybe through having seen a dietitian in the past, or maybe you've calculated your calorie needs online, and working with your calorie needs, which is why we offered suggestions of snacks. But don't just look at the snacks, look at also the meals and how maybe if you or your spouse is going to be eating more, maybe you're just going to buy a little bit more chicken, another 4-ounce portion, so that they have a little bit more if you need it, or if your spouse needs it, or if one of your children needs it, certainly you want to make those adjustments. So that was the main thing I found, was that people at the first couple of days weren't thinking that way. We introduced it that way, but I guess it sometimes the message got loosely translated. So make sure that you're eating above the calories that are just in the three meals, whether it's through a piece of fruit as a snack or, you know, some nuts as a snack, to get to at least a minimum of 1,200, because that's the bare minimum that you want to do. So that was the first thing I noticed. The second thing I noticed was using the community support. So there were so many questions that I jumped on to answer at the end of my workday, and they've already been answered so well by other members of the community, and not questions that pertain sometimes to the items that you're cooking, like what do I do with the hummus for the chicken? And certainly we don't have chicken on this plan, but what do I do with the beans? Do I mix them in before or after? So there's questions answered to that degree, but also about what you're feeling and experiencing, and there's a huge support group that if people posted pictures, and that was wonderful to see what people were able to do and preparing the meal for themselves and their children. So use that community support. Go on, post on it, ask your questions. Don't be afraid to be honest, and don't be afraid to share your story and share your pictures and share what you're doing, because I think part of this program is the group. And there are some members of the group from the first reset that will probably jump on and answer some questions as well, which is really nice because now they've done it and they've had a successful experience. So it's nice to have to be growing that community as well.
Yeah, I had so much inspiration from the first time, everyone, about, you know, because I went through the reset with everyone. I had so much information from going on that Facebook group and feeling like I could make a good choice when I was getting ready not to. And I know a few people sent me menus of like, I have to go here, it's my anniversary and I need to eat. And, you know, we were able to find things on the menu that would keep them on the reset and feeling really good about their choices. So feel free if you're on the Facebook group to ask questions and post your wins, right? Sometimes it's just a win of you're in your office and you know, there's 24 donuts sitting in the room and you didn't take a donut for the day. That's a huge win because normally, like, our habit is just to grab things, you know, without even thinking and becoming really conscious about what we're doing. Those stories help everybody else to make good decisions in their daytime as well. So again, oh my gosh, we have so many new callers. So I'm sorry that I keep saying this, but if anybody has questions, you press *2 on your phone and that raises your hand so we can unmute you and talk to you guys directly. So one of the other things, and Allison, this kind of gets back to the snacks, is my kids are 9 and 10, and they did the reset with us. And they were the ones that were feeling the most, I guess, squirrely about no sugar. So they came up with all of these really creative ways to cure their sweet tooth. So I just wanted to share one of those with you guys. And Allison, I wanted to get your opinion on it and see if there's any way adjustments that we need to make. But we started making a banana, nut butter, cacao, almond milk smoothie. And I'm fascinated without even adding any extra sugar, just the sugar that comes from the ripe frozen banana. And I'm fascinated how much it gave me, like, that boost in the middle of the afternoon, like kind of after lunch before dinner. So is that something that, you know, people can do, Allison? Like, what do you think about adding those types of snacks in to the reset?
That's awesome, and that's fully intended. We left the snacks open-ended for a reason, and that's a great idea. Cacao is bitter on its own, but if you blend it with fruit, dates or bananas are really great. You'll find that it really brings out the natural sweetness. It's in cacao, but you can't necessarily find it, which is why normal chocolate has sugar added, to find that sweetness in the cacao, which is there but sort of buried under this bitter kind of flavor. So don't be afraid of it. Just mix it with something sweet. And that's a really good idea, Melissa. And I know your boys are big soccer players, I think is the sport they do.
Yes.
So that's a great reason why a snack like that, where, you know, if I have somebody who's sedentary for the whole day and you're mostly working at a desk and you're exercising maybe a little bit off and on, your snack would look quite a bit different from that. But for someone like, for kids like Melissa's boys who are really active, and your husband who's tall and active and, you know, needs more calories, it's great to improvise and find ways to add calories and add a little sugar to give your body that natural energy, especially right before or right after you're doing something pretty physical. So that it's a great idea. It really is. And if you have questions about, like, the snacks that you're making and if it works, certainly post those questions because I can answer them or other people can answer them. But post some of the snacks that you're doing if you want to suggest it to other people or you just want to make sure it's a great snack, feel free to add it to the Facebook page.
Yeah, because the thing that I really want to stress with everybody is we want it to be successful, and sometimes that means that you, like, modifying a little bit, either a meal or a snack to fit you, to fit your lifestyle as necessary. So that's what we're here for, because we definitely want you to be successful in this. And I can tell you from the first round of resetters that went through it, there were so many success stories that were just so inspirational, and they got the help that they needed and got through the days that were, you know, difficult. And I think it's just absolutely just a really great opportunity to get that support. But as Allison's been saying all along, modify it to fit your lifestyle. If you need to, you know, change a day around to make a, you know, soup on one day because that's easier for you, I mean, make sure that you're adapting it for the greatest possibility of success. Because I know people are experiencing from the first round the success of weight loss was one of the really big success, and it wasn't even really the intention of the spring body reset, but it was just happening because obviously when you get rid of those things and, you know, sugar and dairy and gluten and alcohol, that your body reacts in a way of responding in kind, I guess, is what the weight loss was for me as well. I lost 7 pounds on the first reset. And it was unintentional, but it felt great. So it was a good benefit from that. We want you to succeed. And the energy level that I have now after 3 weeks of eating that way is just off the charts. And my husband as well. We are tired at the end of the day. But I do want to talk about the first 3 days of the reset, because this is the time that is pretty much the hardest for everyone to get through, because you might be experiencing some side effects. So, Allison, can we talk about headaches for a second?
Sure. So that was kind of the main concern that people were having was headaches. And the first suggestion I had was always hydration. So a lot of what we don't realize is sometimes we're using food because we feel hungry, but what we're really feeling is thirsty and you're not recognizing it. So start with good hydration, and that should really help. Sometimes people were having headaches. They were saying as soon as they got through the first 3 days, it ended because it was caffeine. So that was another reason. There shouldn't be really any true reason aside from, you know, the elimination of certain items in the diet that might cause a reaction, but there shouldn't be a reason for something like lightheadedness. That's a warning sign that you're probably actually physically hungry or thirsty. So you need to make sure that you're eating to get to the point where those things don't happen. But the headaches usually are a natural response to eliminating something. So eliminating caffeine or eliminating added sugars. Sometimes that gave people a faint headache. And that something that boosts endorphins, like exercise, I found helpful for people. So if they exercised, went for a 10-minute walk at a point where they would usually have a cup of coffee, surprisingly, that's actually a really helpful anecdote to the caffeine from coffee because it releases a positive endorphin. So my recommendation would be drinking water, getting a little exercise. If you're at an office and can't go outside and go for a walk, certainly walk up and down a flight of stairs a few times. I always tell people smokers have been taking smoking breaks for years, so there's no reason why health-conscious people can't take a walk break for 5 minutes during their day, in my opinion. So certainly build that into your program if you find you need it, the water, the exercise. And things like that shouldn't really last more than a day or two. And if they do, then, you know, there might be another issue there. But the headaches that you experience from that type of little, I don't even call it a withdrawal, but your body missing those substances that are stimulators will go away pretty quickly. And it'll be pretty faint as well, usually.
Awesome. And I love that we can take walk breaks. Allison's giving everyone permission to take walk breaks.
And, yeah, right.
I think that's fabulous because even for me, I don't always take enough walking breaks during the day. I really, you know, it's, yeah, I love that. I love that idea. All right, someone raised their hand. They hand raised. Let's go. And I don't know that I can pronounce your name very well, but I'm going to try. Pinkowski? Is that you from Indianapolis? You're unmuted.
So that would be me. I have no idea where that name is coming from, though.
Oh, okay. Hi.
I'm not sure. I thought, well, that's probably me. I am from Indianapolis, but I don't recognize that name. I just had I had a question. You were talking about snacks for the kids and kind of them having a hard time with sweet stuff. And today was our first day, and I've already gotten a little pushback from our kids. But I'm just wondering, calorie-wise, with the meals and the snacks, is that good enough for, like, growing kids? I know you talked about, like, the banana and butter, almond butter. I don't remember exactly what the details were of the smoothie, maybe some heavier things. But I just want to make sure that I'm giving them enough, you know, since their needs might be a little bit different than mine right now. And I don't know where that line is, I guess.
So a couple of things that I did for my kids, they're 9 and 10, and I found that they did, you know, need a couple of extra snacks during the day because they're so active, and I wanted to make sure 1,200 calories for them is not, for my family wasn't enough, but certainly for their dad and I, you know, it was fine. So we did add in a couple of extra nut butters during the day. Sometimes it was just even a matter of, I got these great things. There's a company called Justin's that sells nut butters in little one-serving pouches. And so I found that I set those out next to a piece of fruit, let's say. So they would grab, like, an apple and a nut butter pouch. And we've been doing almond butter. So, and to give them that during the day or in the morning, and I would give them, I know the servings were for 2 eggs, so sometimes I would add, you know, an additional egg for them and then just make mine a 2-egg serving just to make sure that I was getting a little bit extra calories. So I would give them maybe a little bit bigger portions, and sometimes I, you know, even gave them a little bit of mine. I was like, here, like I'm really trying to, like, you know, because I was getting full so fast. You know, after the second week of my reset, it became, you know, you would think that you would just be hungry all the time and starving, but I wasn't, right? I was getting full so fast. So just up their portions a little bit, especially if they're teenagers, and load them up with snacks, but healthy snacks. The best thing that you can do is put stuff out on the counter so that they can self-select their snacks. So I keep bananas, apples, mangoes, a berry mix. They keep all of those things out, and then I always encourage them to have it with something else that's either like a hummus dip or something like that, hummus and jicama or hummus and bell pepper mixes, and extra like avocado. So guacamole is another thing. If your family likes guacamole, if your kids would eat guacamole or avocado, it's a great extra thing to be giving them for the extra, you know, caloric intake. What do you think, Allison?
Yeah, I think from a nutrition perspective, you can, the range for like a 10-year-old boy as an average, I don't know how old your kids are, but it can be anywhere from 1,200 calories to 2,200 calories. So we're really talking a broad range, and we don't want to go into specifics. That's something you would have to do, you know, separately with a doctor or dietitian to get your boy's actual calorie needs. So the idea of what Melissa did with improvising, knowing you have a sense of what your kids eat and how much they eat and how often they eat, so to kind of replicate that with whole foods. So one of the things would be if they're used to having a goldfish snack at 10 in the morning, well, they're really not getting much from that anyway. At 10 in the morning, a goldfish snack. So just replacing that with a piece of fruit and almond butter is such a more nutritious snack anyway. But it's the idea of following their pattern. Now, there is something to be said for if they're really active and they're accustomed to having a carbohydrate at night and you just feel like you don't want to eliminate that or use a fruit instead of a grain. There's nothing wrong with giving them a half a cup of brown rice. There's nothing hard fast that we've set that we don't want you to eat that. That's a very healthy food, as a matter of fact. It just helps us, I think, to reset without those sometimes. But for the boys or girls, I don't know if you said the gender, but certainly feel free to offer a healthy starch if you feel like they need it. Like I said, you know your kids really well. You know what their needs are, and you certainly don't want them to lose weight or be deprived if that's not what they need right now. So follow their lead a little bit, but do keep really healthy snacks around and just try as much as possible for the kids. I think the most important thing is to get rid of things that come out of packages. I work on it with my kids all the time, even as a dietitian. I'll admit my kids still have packages sometimes. And so even if that's their objective and they're eating some of the foods, but doing a little bit of
you know, something different than exactly what you're doing, that's fine as well. Just try to keep them with whole foods and let them know that that's what their reset is about. I'm going to go on. I'm going to keep going. So this is a little bit of a long answer, and I'm sidetracking a little. But for kids, let them know why they're doing this. Let them know that they're learning to use whole foods instead of processed foods. And so that's the goal with them. Your goal might be entirely different, which is why what you're eating might be a little different from theirs. But for the kids, encourage them. Say, you know, you usually eat out of a package, and it's healthier to eat this way. This is natural food. This is whole foods, and I want you to try eating this instead of what you would normally eat. Go on Curious Chef if they're, you know, younger, and buy them their own set of knives and let them have an experience cutting their salad, because they make kid-friendly knives now. Let them have the individual packets of nut butters, but let them experience it in a way that maybe is a little different from the way you're experiencing it, if that makes sense.
Did we answer?
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I've made a lot of notes.
Cool.
Thank you.
Does anybody else have a question? Raise your hand. You can press *2 to ask any other questions you have, how to survive the office, you know, how much movement and exercise you could be getting during the reset. I know a lot of people had questions last time about the ability to work out while they were on the reset. I found those first 3 days were a little bit challenging, but after that, I was amazed by the amount of energy that I had, you know, to walk or run or ride a bike, or just some of the things that we do around our house. And it was really fascinating to me, that because I was like, how could I eat less and have more energy? And it really was just because of everything that we were consuming. So please feel free to ask a question. If nobody else has any questions to ask, Allison, I probably are going to wrap it up. Allison, what else could you, like, parting thought for everyone to help get them through this first week?
Use the support of positive people around you to help you get through this week. Remember that there are going to be many opportunities to indulge, like there always are. And that's one of the things that I find is most valuable, especially in the first week. The most important lesson is that we have to sometimes say no. And going into next week, we'll talk a lot more about this, but one of the things that going into it, just thinking about taking a value check of what is the things that you're offered and how good it feels sometimes not to have them, even though it's hard work not to have them. And it feels so much better to prepare your own food and prepare really healthy food. So use this week to start checking in on the things that you're saying no to, and to find the way the experience still works for you. You can still be social. You can even still go out for dinner. Like Melissa said, she answered a whole bunch of questions about ordering menus. I answered a couple of them as well, ordering off of menus, so you can still go out. But it is best to try as much as possible to be at home and to prepare your own food than to, you know, if you're going somewhere where to a friend's house or to a barbecue, summer is the season for that. Certainly offer to bring things that will work for you as well, because other people will enjoy it and benefit from it. I know there was one salad that we had. I think it was you'll see it as well in the vegetarian reset, a garbanzo bean salad that was a tabbouleh flavor. And I saw so many people post and say they were going to barbecues with that exact salad, which was so cool because it's sharing the message with friends and family as well. So don't let people's negative messages get you down. Use your positive message to lift other people up, and enjoy this time for that as well.
I agree, and that's something I really, really want to stress. You know, not everybody around you is going to, might not support you. Ask for the support. Let everyone around you, either in your office or your home or with your friends, let them know that you're doing this for yourself and that you're asking them for their support. And it'll make it a lot easier for you to make those decisions when you're coming up against, you know, a buffet table somewhere, or, you know, donuts or treats in the conference room. And it was really interesting. One of the stories from the last reset is that it was over Memorial Day. So imagine that, right? You're resetting, you're in your second week of the reset, and it's Memorial Day. And one woman, I remember her asking, because her mom was upset that she wasn't going to come and eat the, you know, the Memorial Day is like a big cooking thing for them. And she stuck to her guns and she just brought a healthy dish and she made healthy choices. And it really, she felt so empowered afterwards of being able to say no in order to say yes to her health. So that's what I would say over the next week until we speak again. Say no to what you realize is bad for you in order to say yes to your health. Because when we can start to build that habit of walking past something that's going to be an immediate fix, it's going to be an immediate pleasure, in order to stay true to what we committed to, you're going to find that just everything is going to be so rewarding for you over the next 3 weeks. I really want to encourage you guys to do that. We have calls every Monday at 10 o'clock Pacific. So there's a lot of you on the phone today, but not so many questions. So I hope you guys are just getting a feel for, you know, Allison and myself, and join us on the Facebook group. We are actually here to help, and it's been an inspirational journey for us to do these resets with our community. So please take advantage of us while you have our utmost attention over the next 3 weeks. And if you don't want to share that publicly, please reach out. Give us a call. I guess there's a chat on the website, on the Fresh 20 website, where our community manager is usually hanging out during the day. You can chat in real time with her, or you can send us a note via Laura at customer service, and we're here to help. So please know that. And so that's it. You guys, I want you to have a really, really successful week. And here's to making great decisions and better habits and feeling amazing in 3 weeks' time. So good luck, you guys, and have a great week.